Hello.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Dial State of Mind. Shout out to Daniel. Daniel, you ain't early, man. It's early, bro.
Daniel Berry Sports, yeah.
Daniel here early, man. What's up with everybody, man? You know, it's Monday. It's a nice day. This solar eclipse nonsense that's been going on, you know.
Did you check it out, the solar eclipse?
Yeah, check it out. I was outside.
You had the glasses or you're looking at it ball head?
Nah, I didn't look at it, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was just dark outside. I definitely didn't look at it.
Okay. Now, I had the glasses and everything. The family and whatever. We had a good time in school.
Was it real?
It was real. Yeah. But like where I was at in Queens, it didn't completely go across the sun. It went like kind of like glanced it. Mm-hmm. But most of the sun was gone. Yeah, she was dope.
Oh, that's why it was dark outside. All the gremlins.
Yeah.
That's why it's dark outside. Oh, man.
Shout out to Steve. I came bringing gifts here. I bought him my own.
Oh, the Kang. The
Kang Funko Pop.
The Funko Pop. What shall we get into first? Should we get into the Knicks post game from yesterday? Should we get into the Randall news? You know. Matter of fact, let's get into the Randall news. I want to get that out the way first. Once Randall was notified, and it was notified on January 28th,
right,
that he re-injured his shoulder.
Right.
It was January 28th. So I'm gonna assume that's why the Knicks got Bojan and Burks.
Right.
Once I was notified of that, I conceded the season.
Right.
It's over. Regardless of how they play, all I'm hoping for them to do is play hard for the rest of the season.
Right.
But I think it's over. That's just me personally.
What's over? What was the peak before Julius went out?
Championship.
Okay.
Now that Randall's out, I gotta I gotta pray for shout out to D Block. Shout out to my guy Coach, man. I appreciate y'all guys, man. Y'all guys are here early. When Randall went down, the championship's hopes went down. And I said, it's over. That's how I feel.
But you still got to play the games, though. You never know what's going to happen. If our guys stay healthy and we get it together, like the other team's got to stay healthy. You know, because right off the bat, we're about to play Boston. Kristaps is out and Horford is out. So what if they end up having injuries where they don't make the play, where they don't play in the playoffs? Then what?
I don't want to wish that on nobody.
Things happen.
Well, I that's the problem with the Knicks, right? And certain Knicks fans that I have is that we're so used to, like, you're hoping that something bad happens to the other team in order for us to have good fortune. I'm tired of that. I want us to have good fortune without having to worry about other teams' bad fortune.
But you're a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah.
How much bad fortune have we had throughout our Knicks career, man? If you want to talk about the 90s, that fight we had in Miami, we should have won a chip that year.
Pat Riley, bitch.
Yeah. You know, John Starks went 11 for whatever, but he also had knee surgery that year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he almost didn't play at all.
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy that you brought up John Starks. I recently wrote a Substat article on John Starks, and I found out the reason why he shot so bad in game 7.
Why?
So 2 days before game 1.
That sounds like bullshit already.
No. This is real talk. I made sure, like, I looked this up and I made sure, like, I'm not bugging, right?
Right.
2 days before the finals, game 1, John Starks' uncle died.
Okay.
So when his uncle died, he started suffering from sleep deprivation, whatever the fuck it's called. Like, he could not sleep.
Right.
So game 6, the night before, he got rest. He got like 5 hours of sleep. The night before game 7, he had no sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, he broke night.
Right.
So that can explain why he went 2 for 18.
Right.
So now that I look at it, decades like further and suffering what I'm going through, I'm like, I sympathize with this guy.
I get it. You know, I don't know his relationship with his uncle and stuff like that, but the team had to know, right? Did the team know? Because if the team knew, then that's on Pat Riley. because Pat Riley had ample guys to play instead of playing John Starks all those minutes, knowing John Starks' uncle just died.
That's true.
So there you go right there.
So when it comes to Pat Riley, what's effed up about Pat Riley, and what's good, Dell Music? I appreciate you, man. Yo, what up, fam? Good to see you, stay, man. Appreciate you. Salute to you. What was crazy about Pat Riley, he had a beef with Ronaldo Blackman. Like,
really?
And yeah, so I recently did an article on him, like, and doing the research and stuff, looking at documentaries.
Right.
So Ronaldo Blackman asked Pat Riley, can he take his family on the plane? Pat Riley told him no. This was right before the playoffs. So if you notice during that playoff run, right, you notice Ronaldo Blackman, he wasn't in the rotation like that.
Right.
Right? They was playing, I think it was Hubert Davis over him, and they was playing somebody else over him. He barely got any minutes. He didn't play in game 7 versus Indiana, and he barely played in game 6. So in the finals, he didn't play at all. So at that moment in time, Pat Riley beefing with Ronaldo Blackman, coupled with John Starks, no sleep, uncle passing away. That's what you get for a game 7 NBA Finals.
So then John Starks is the GOAT then, because John Starks took all of that pressure on him, all the bad press, all the bad shit for the last, what is that, how many years now? 30 years now? Mm-hmm. He took that shit for 30 years, and meanwhile, it was all on Pat Riley's lap. That's bullshit.
Yeah. So that's why I always got mad respect for John Starks. I think John Starks is, you know, one of the greatest things. After, like, reading about him and writing right. about him, I think he's one of the greatest Knicks of all time. Just his journey, grocery store, bagging in the grocery store, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
You get undrafted. You sign with Golden State. They release you because Mitch Richmond, he was the rookie of the year, so they had to release you.
Right.
Then you go on a tryout. Patrick Ewing, you try to dunk on him. He injures your knee, so the Knicks can't cut you.
Right.
You stayed on the Knicks past December. Then Pat Riley and these boys go through multiple injuries, and then you make the break in the rotation.
Right.
He got it out the mud.
He did. Yeah, but don't take it away from Pat Riley, man. Pat Riley needs some smoke now, man. You know, because I done read so many books of Pat Riley and stuff. He never mentioned none of that, yo.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's bullshit. Somebody needs to call him out. You know, so you put that in an article?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Somebody need to call
Hell
him
yeah.
out.
Hell yeah. I was, yo, doing the research, I say, oh, God, this guy Pat Riley. And then when I dug even further, and shout out to Coach Sarah, I apologize to Starks.
Damn, man.
And you know, just that whole era of Pat Riley. Charles Smith. I totally forgot Pat Riley was his coach.
Yeah.
And then it was multiple offenses. It's when John Starks got thrown out of a game because he headbutted Reggie Miller.
Right.
Like, little stuff like that. That's what cost you championships, man.
Yeah.
That's what caused you championships, man.
The Knicks experienced everything, man. That Charlie Ward, PJ Brown fight was the worst, though, to me. Because I think we had the best team at that time to beat the Bulls straight up, you know, in a 7-game series. We had enough that year. So, I mean, there's a lot to think about, a lot of stuff that we did throughout the years that we did. If we would have did one thing, you know, things would have worked out. But I had no idea that happened with Pat Riley in 94. So, I mean, they need to say something. You know, don't hold that to the grave. Why do they hold things to the grave like that? I don't understand.
Yeah, a lot of people, man. Shout out to Eric from Queens. Love from Queens. Staying here. Appreciate you, man. That's that New York flavor. That's the New York flavor, coach. I like Smith. Oh, my God. Charles Smith with the softest.
He was soft, man.
Softest.
But the year before, he had scored 50 points in the game. Mm. You know, so, you know, that was with the Clippers, though. You know.
It's not with the Knicks. The Knicks are a different type of smoke.
They had him playing small forward, though, man. So, you know, Charles Smith was another one that Pat Riley screwed over.
Mm.
You know? Because the idea was for Charles Smith to come in and replace Oakley. But due to injuries and due to need, we had to play Smith at small forward.
Damn.
Yeah. But then we ended up going to the finals, so. Yeah. You know, what can you do?
I mean, shit. That's how life works.
Yeah.
And then.
That's how life works. That's why we're still gonna make the championship this year. OG is gonna be our starting power forward, and then that's what it is.
Yo, OG's soft, man. He's soft.
I agree with you. He don't rebound.
He's soft. And I got attacked today for calling him soft.
I call him soft too.
He's soft. And
let me see what I said.
When it come to OG, like, and shout out to God of Knicks, man. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man. Eric from Queens. Eric from Queens. And I'm a younger Knicks fan, 22. So I listen to fans who are older than me and see more than me and gain knowledge. I appreciate you, man. I'm 34 shit.
You ain't young, fam. Yeah. You keep acting like you're young, but you're right there. You're knocking on the door, man.
Yeah, man. We're knocking on the door, but it ain't open there.
Yeah. And they never know. That's what I said there.
See, he was useless in the first half, but defensively he came to play in the second half. Got to get his legs up. I don't want to hear that excuse. That's RJ Barrett, 23-year-old excuses.
Yeah.
For him, he gets no excuse. You can't go in a playoff game and score 4 points, and you telling me you won $150 million for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's blasphemous.
But can you give him credit for locking up Giannis in the second half?
That's like me eating a chopped cheese. I know defensively he's going to come play. Right? I know he's going to come play.
But he didn't lock him up, but he basically neutralized Giannis in the second half.
He definitely did. In the first half, Giannis was, in nicer terms, dogging him.
Right.
Giannis was using his upper body strength. But the second half, OG adjusted, and he started getting low.
Right.
So, like, he was standing up trying to guard Giannis. Giannis, cool. He's going to do his movie back if he's standing up.
Yeah.
So, if you lower it,
he gave him 2 steps, too.
Yeah.
If you give Giannis 2 steps, he's not going to shoot the three, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to step back so he can't, so he can shoot the three. But he's not going to shoot the three. He's going to try to run through you.
Yeah.
So, giving him 2 steps is not the right idea.
Nah.
Yeah.
So you know, shouts to OG, but, you know, got to challenge these dudes, man.
Yeah,
you gotta challenge these dudes. These dudes is in New York, man. You wanna? It's people with families. They struggling to pay Wi-Fi.
Right.
Shit, my Wi-Fi bill was $215. I let it run for 2 months.
Damn. What kind of Wi-Fi you got, man?
I got Optimum. Oh shit.
You got Optimus Prime or something?
God, damn. Nah, I let it run for like 2-3 months, but it's, you know, little stuff like that. Like it's people who can't afford that.
Right.
And you mean to tell me you can't play because your elbow and you're a millionaire?
Right.
How about you pay one of them chefs to feed your ass? Make sure you.
True.
You know, I don't hear that excuse from him.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And then my main beef with OG, and one of the biggest reasons why I call him soft, he never goes for the ball. Right. He never runs to the basketball. RJ runs to the basketball. Give me the basketball. You have to take the basketball and start being aggressive.
Is that a positive, though?
No, that's a negative for me.
Well, I'm saying a negative. Is that a positive for RJ to run to the basketball? Because I think that's what got him traded.
I mean, but Tibbs was using him like a spot-up shooter. You see how he shoots different on the Raptors.
Right.
So you can't play RJ the way you play OG and Anobi.
Right.
But at the same time, Randall hurt.
Right. So now, in hindsight, we kind of need RJ, because then we will run the offense through RJ. You know,
You kind of need OG to just be aggressive.
Yeah. He's never been that way, though.
He's going to have to start.
Yeah,
they want to win the playoff series, right?
Yeah, he don't got no moves to the basket, you know. Really, you know, he's one of those guys that play within the offense, you know.
Yeah,
we got a lot of guys that do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I love the fact that he's a willing ball mover, right? He's not a ball hog. Of course, yes, go, let's go Yankees. Shout out to my guy Michael. I'm gonna try to get a Yankees graphic,
yeah,
for sure. But yeah, Coach, you're right. RJ ain't coming back. You damn right. And that's why I'm ragging on OG. Because OG asked you 4 points. You're not winning a fucking playoff game with him scoring 4 points.
No.
The playoffs is way different from regular season. Right. And you could feel it through the TV screen. So I hope he's ready for that smoke.
Do you think the Bucks are ready for the Knicks? Because we play physical defense, man. You know, and then it seemed like once the Knicks in the second half, once we put the feet down, it felt like they backed off of us.
Anytime you play Doc Rivers in a playoff, I don't give a fuck who is seeing me coaching. You play him, you got a chance.
Wait, word up, man. No shit, yeah.
So
yo, he gave up, man. He gave up in like the last minute, in like 90 seconds or whatever. He took everybody out. I was like, oh, shit, you know?
You know, it's funny because OG, like, you can see Tibbs just drilling it into. I seen Tibbs talking to him last game. Tibbs was, it looked like Tibbs was telling him, I like what you're doing. Keep doing that. doing that shit while he's barking at a ref.
Right.
So OG, like, I just need him to be aggressive. Josh Hart, another one.
Right.
Y'all look up. This motherfucker had 3 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds.
That's what he does, man.
And I'm like, okay, you, if you don't want to score, get me everything else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have 3 points. He was 1 for 7 at the time, but he was 8 rebounds, 8 assists. And the one thing I noticed about Josh Hart, I don't know if you noticed it, and I would love it if you could speak on it. I think ever since Randall went down, right, Josh Hart playmaking has evolved. Right. I don't know if it's Tibbs just saying, okay, fuck it, I'm going to just put the ball in Josh Hart's hands because he's our worst shooter, mm-hmm. and it's basketball reasons why. Or Josh Hart is just really excelling at it, and maybe the other guys need a break being on ball when there's no Randall. So how do you feel about Josh Hart's playmaking so far?
It's great. One thing that he does is when he gets the rebound, he pushes the pace. You know, so it gets everybody to move fast. A lot of times he goes straight to the basket. If he don't have it, he can kick it out to the shooters. The thing about it, sometimes when the guys don't have it, they move the ball again. So that's why these assists are coming, because the ball is coming back. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of our keys to winning, man, because OG's part of that too. OG would get it. If you don't have the right shot, he's not going to take the shot. He'll rather just pass it. But the ball has a chance to come back to him. You know, so I feel like that's what the Knicks have been missing throughout this whole time, man. Let that ball move. Stop holding on to it. That's what Julius was doing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the difference. We're going to win games by letting that ball fly.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the right shot should take it. And that's what's been happening.
So, yeah, Josh Hart, he's been playing super well after a month of straight bombing him on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know he retweets. He got
he to. He do.
Because we be violating. I'm not even going to
lie. He's a family man, so I think that motherfucker's on a computer just like us all day long. That's why they started the podcast. The motherfuckers on their phone all day. You know?
Yeah, shout out to the chat too. Josh and OG are great role players, perfect for Brunson. So you believe Brunson is a superstar? Oh my God.
He's a superstar, bro.
Motion. No, he's not a superstar. He's a
superstar.
He's an all-star player.
He's a probably top 5 MVP candidate.
He is.
He's a superstar.
He's not a superstar, though. Superstar means you got rings, or you got cultural impact, or you've been to the finals before, or you've been...
Is Embiid a star player?
Yeah, accolades. That was my 4th one.
Okay.
Accolades. You got to be an MVP of some sort. Like, I don't view Luka as a superstar. I don't view none of these dudes as superstars. Tatum will be a superstar if he wins the MVP.
So Tatum's not a superstar?
I view him as a star.
I agree with that, but a lot of people don't agree with that.
I get it. LeBron a superstar. Curry a superstar. Right. Giannis a superstar. Jokic a superstar. Kawhi a superstar. How many superstars in the fucking NBA? Not 20.
Right.
It's only about 7 of them.
Yeah. Superstar, I think, is that term is like loosely thrown out there. You know, I agree. Luka's not a superstar. Not until he wins something.
No, it's not even about winning something, because Tracy McGrady was like a superstar by the age he was like 25, but I guess it's just the impact, cultural impact too.
Right.
Like, do people in the inner cities like vibe with you and stuff like that? It'll take some time, but I think Luka will get there. He just need one more season. One more season. Like, I view Kyrie as a superstar.
Right.
Out of respect.
For the culture too, man. Like you said, you know, the ball handling, the movies, he did the movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, but I think Brunson is right there, man.
Hey, he's, you know, right there.
Yeah, he's right there, knocking on the door. You got 40 points against the Bucks, you know, in their own house.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And they were saying that every time the Knicks show up to a game, that the best player is not on the Knicks, but then Brunson comes to their house and gets 40 points.
Yeah.
And the win.
Yeah, Brunson.
You know.
Brunson Cole, I don't know. Best under 6'2" scorer I've seen since Iverson. And yeah. Look, Isaiah Thomas was great, but I just felt like
there you go, right?
No, yeah, Jalen Iverson. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas was great. Shout out to the super chat. I will state not yet, but Brunson is almost there. Appreciate you, Dell Music. Well, we both appreciate you. I get it. That's my stance when it comes to Jalen Brunson. I just feel like Brunson, he's on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give him some more time. I don't want to give him all of that love out the gate like that. He just got to earn it. That's all. But I respect him, though. I respect him wholeheartedly.
So, okay, let's say well, Brunson did it last year, though. He almost averaged 40. Well, he legit almost averaged 40 against Miami, right?
I think it was like 35 or something like that.
Close, right? Yeah, so what if he does that again for the playoffs where he's almost averaging 40 in the playoffs and let's say we get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, yeah. He might that cultural impact. That's going to be goated. That's going to be a goated playoff run for him individually. I don't know. I might. It depends on how I wake up that day. Yeah. And it depends on who he beat while getting there, too.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, every single team is going to be a legit win. If we play Indiana, it's legit. If we play the Cavs, it's legit still. Yeah. If we play Orlando, if you play the Bucks, Philly, any of those guys.
Yeah.
All those teams are legit.
Yeah. It depends, man. Shouts to Elect. I fuck with this combo, especially the superstar criteria. Appreciate you, King. Yeah, man, people just throw out the word superstar everywhere.
Right.
Now, I disagree with that. People call Randall superstar. They're like, no, these dudes, you got to put in more work to be a superstar. You got to have accolades.
Right.
You know? I love Knicks fans. Yo, hit that like button and subscribe, too, man. We appreciate y'all. 187 people right now. Watching it live. I think it's about 140 on Twitter. Appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in. Definitely hit that like button. Brunson is better than Luka. I will not say that on here because I would like for them to be teammates again.
Yo, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to look too far. Let's say shout out to Josh. Me and Josh was arguing online because he wants to talk about contracts already. You know, signing Julius and trading this guy, trading that guy. It's not time to do that yet because when it is time, a guy like Luka, he might very well be that guy that we go get.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, I try not to get – I don't get into the contract conversations. I just tell everybody, yeah, I'm re-signing Randle, I'm re-signing Brunson.
Right.
That's how I just – and that – because, you know, with the Knicks right now, is my philosophy right now with them is you made your bed, lie in it.
Right.
You know, you picked this direction. Fuck you trading Randle for. I'm not trading Randle for me. Why?
Right.
For what?
That's not the move. That's not the move for us.
It's pointless. Embiid didn't get us here to this point. Randle did.
Right.
You already didn't trade it RJ.
Right.
Then people know how I feel about that. So since you traded RJ, I got to ride with Randle.
Right.
So I don't entertain contract talks and stuff of that nature at all.
This is a time and a place for it. Right now, the conversation should not be clouded with that right now.
Yeah.
Because there's so much basketball left to be played, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, going from Josh Hart and JB, shout out to my guy Bones, man. Appreciate you, OG, man. Appreciate you. Die Hard State of Mind, episode 92. The last 3 months, JB been playing MVP. Yeah, you're damn right. You're damn fucking right. You've been playing like an MVP. Shout out to Eric from Queens, another super chat. Appreciate you. Always supporting Knicks family. Appreciate that, man. Delano again. Randle ain't no superstar or all-star, and I'm paying to say
that. Dilla is crazy, man.
Yeah.
I got a link up with my man. He's been trying to get me to come out to Brooklyn to one of the spots. Definitely got to try to do that.
Yo, shout out to Audi, man. Yeah, appreciate you pulling up.
Yeah.
Salute to B. Willis. Salute to Ebro, my boy State. Your cash, bro, was good, friend. Appreciate you, man. You want to send me a super chat? My Cash App out there, bro. You got to sub, bro. You got to like and subscribe and shit. You got to make sure I get 1,000 subscribers so I can get super chats, bro. Y'all know this? I get 200 live watches minimum every fucking live stream.
Right.
You got to subscribe.
Yeah. I mean, everybody that's on Twitter needs to go to YouTube because there's like you said, $1.50 right now probably.
Easy.
You know, or probably more than that, probably like 200 on Twitter alone. Those Twitter people need to come over to YouTube to support the channel. I don't understand.
It's cool. They'll pull up when they pull up. You know, I don't stress stuff like that. As long as you watching.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the best. You saying Luke ain't a superstar, you bugging. The only reason why is because my criteria is kind of different from yours. I don't view Luka, Devin Booker might because he got to the finals.
Right.
But I don't see kids in Africa wearing Devin Booker jerseys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I see kids in Africa wearing Kobe Bryant jerseys, LeBron jerseys, Durant jerseys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't view him as a superstar yet.
But the thing is, me and you are on the same page with that. But I mean, what is Dwayne Freddie Herbert's criteria for a superstar?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe is it the accolades? Is it because he's averaging 38-8? I mean, that's amazing.
Right.
But Jordan, shit, averaged 35-8 with two steals and a block. Right. Defensive player of the year, MVP.
Yeah.
And then do shit in the playoffs.
And like you said, culturally, who's really checking for Luka like that? Who's saying that, yo, I want to be like Luka? You know? I think right now everybody's doing this in college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of people in college doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't see nobody doing nothing that Luka does, you know?
But it's also where he's at, too. He's in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only like Dirk Nowitzki, the difference between Dirk and Luka, like us niggas vibe with Dirk.
Dirk's married to a black woman. Yo, he showed up to games with a paper plate full of food, with a paper plate on top of it, aluminum foil on that bitch, man. That motherfucker married to a black woman, fam. You know, and she's not just like half black and half white. She's straight, like, you know, she black, you know what I'm saying?
Dirk is tough.
Yeah.
Dirk is tough. I'm not even gonna, I love Dirk the Whiskey. But Luka gonna get there. Because it's people in the hood talking about Luka now. It's people in the barbershop, his name getting mentioned. It's just Luka just gotta start being, you know, he just gotta do more. That's all. Yeah, I think he's a star.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but his wife is good looking, man.
Look at that. Yo, Dirk the Whiskey.
She bad, right? She not, yeah. She ain't a regular black chick, man. Yeah, she bad, man.
Shout out to Dirk the Whiskey, man. Shout out to Dirk the Whiskey. Ant-Man is on his way to being a superstar. Yes.
On his way.
I agree. All of these guys is on their way to be superstars, bro. All of them, bro.
I would consider Ant. I would consider Ant a superstar over Luka just from the, like, from the culture impact.
And I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I gotta put him on the same boat.
Same boat? Okay.
Yeah, I gotta put him on the same boat.
I give you that.
You know what I'm saying? Only because I just want to stay consistent with the criteria.
Right.
Because the criteria is like kind of funny for
everybody. Well, Ant was in the movie.
He getting there. He
yeah,
getting
there. You know what I'm saying? He getting, you know? There. Yeah. And he did a good job too.
He getting there. Like Kevin Garnett was a superstar.
Right.
Everybody know Kevin Garnett. One of the best power forwards of all time. I think
right.
He's probably fourth best all time.
He's up there is debatable. Duncan, when you're up in the clouds, it's debatable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Duncan, then Dirk, Carmelo, Kevin Garnett,
Barkley.
I'm taking Garnett over Barkley, Malone. I'm taking Giannis over Barkley Malone, and I'm taking Dirk over Barkley Malone.
Giannis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Giannis, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah, I got to.
But, I mean, those guys are, like, floating in the clouds.
No, right? They ain't floating in there. They floating in
there. They all, like, God level. God tiers, you know?
They floating in there. But also, popularity, too. That's another thing, too. Shouts to Andy, man. Appreciate you for that. Popularity, it counts, bro.
Yeah.
Like, people love Ant-Man.
Yeah. Chris Webber too, you know. If you look at Chris Webber's numbers, he has some incredible
Chris
numbers.
Webber's a superstar.
Yeah.
Chris Webber's a superstar because Chris Webber, the cultural impact, he's the reason why I hate the Lakers. Like, I genuinely hate them.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching the Sacramento Kings in 2002 versus the Lakers.
They got robbed.
Game six.
They got robbed.
And I was a Kings fan. I loved him, Biggie. Jay Will was on the team the year before. Who else was on that team? Doug Christie.
Yep.
Rick
Fox and all of them. Lakers, right?
Rick was on the Lakers.
Bobby Jackson.
Bobby Jackson.
Yep.
Vlade Divac.
Yep.
And he cheated them. Yeah, man, that shit made me cry, man.
Yeah.
That shit made me. I was so mad, man. And then Robert Horry with the.
Yeah, they got robbed, man. Everybody knows that. And plus the referee that was doing the series was the guy that was in that that scandal, the referee.
Oh, Tim
scandal.
Donahue.
Right. He was a part of that.
Tim Donahue. Yeah. And Webber was a star since high school. Also high school too. That means a lot, yo.
Brunson won two chips in high school. And he won two chips in college.
We'll see, man. we'll see, man. I just can't give it to Brunson like that. Nah, man.
He's a winner. He's a winner.
He's a winner for sure.
He's a winner.
He's a winner for sure. He came to the Knicks and he basically saved everybody's job.
Right.
So, you know, I respect Brunson. And then with Brunson came along a guy who I shitted on the whole last summer. Dante DiVincenzo.
Right.
This Italian motherfucker.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to be that good.
Yeah.
Because he's shooting the ball. Like, he's one of the best shooting guards in the NBA, legit. You know?
Yo, Big Paisa.
Yeah.
Yo, the Paisa. Yo, he's really good, yo.
Yeah.
I think he's top eight in NBA in deflections.
Yeah.
Do you view him as a star shooter?
Absolutely. He's one of the best shooting guards in the NBA. If you want to talk about offense and defense, you know, there's not too many people just as good as him on both sides of the ball.
That's true. And he got a career high in steals this year with 100+.
Right.
So shout out to Dante DiVincenzo. And he's on a great contract too. Good value contract. Shout out to the chat. Michigan was a phenomenon. You know, they was talking about Chris Webber. Webber was a star since high school. Dwayne asks, is Embiid a superstar? Yes, he is a superstar, bro. MVP winner. You're damn right he's a superstar.
Yeah, they love him in China, too.
Yeah, especially in China. Yeah. Brunson a winner. He brings winning culture. Yes, you do. Brunson came in. He changed the culture. Keep going. He'll get his two in the NBA. I thought Brunson was going to be a first-round pick out of nowhere. I thought so, too, but he was too small.
Right.
Right now, I got Brunson as a top 10 second-round pick of all time.
No doubt.
I have him as a top 5 free agency pick of all time. And I have him as one of the best Knicks players in franchise history right now. He might be 6 on my list.
He's getting up there, man. You know what I'm saying? He's getting up there. Because you got guys like Richie Guerin that made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Richie Guerin, that's out of respect. Clyde, right. That's out of respect.
Right.
Earl, that's out of respect. Willis Reed, that's out of respect. Patrick Ewing, that's out of respect. That's right. Why I said 6.
Right. I got you.
I wasn't going.
Yeah. But he got a long way to go to getting those rafters, you know? There's quite a few players in those rafters.
If Randall retired today, the Knicks would retire his jersey?
Is that my wife calling me, man? Let me see.
Because Mark Gasol got his jersey retired.
Nothing you can say about it. I mean, he got the numbers. You know? He got the numbers and he got the longevity for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Tough conversation.
But you got to win, though.
You do.
You got to win. You
know? And with that winning comes, you need bigs, right? You need bigs. If you want to win the finals, you need bigs.
Right.
We got iHeart, we got Mitchell Robinson. Let's start with Mitch first. He was horrible the game before this game.
Right.
This game, him and Deuce McBride was one of the main reasons why I felt like we won. But him specifically switching 1 through 5, the offensive rebounds to get us back in the game, the block on Giannis, the block on Middleton. I think he had like 4 blocks, the attention to detail. He looks more spry. He looks like he's getting it. He's getting acclimated, right?
Yeah, I give you that.
iHeart, he's been here the whole season. The big German, holding it down. Multiple double-doubles. He had a 10-20 game earlier this season.
Right.
How you feel about those two going into, you know, the last final run of this season? And do you agree with Tibbs playing precious 5 minutes yesterday?
Was he hurt?
Nah.
So, I mean, that's a big problem, man. Because how we've been winning these games is we've been winning through rebounding. You know, so I think benching Precious, you got to find minutes for him because we're going to need – like, I mean, all of our big – you just mentioned, you forgot about Sims, Jericho Sims. So, I mean, in a playoff situation, let's say if we really need to go crazy with the bigs, we can like, blitz them if we wanted to. Send a bunch of bigs out there. Let Mitchell Robinson go crazy to the point where if he gets a foul trouble, who cares? We got Sims. Sims come out there, do his thing. We got Hartenstein. We got Press. We got 4 guys that we could put out there to bully the other team. And I think that's the asset that we have there. And we got to take advantage of it, I think.
you know, let's say this Knicks team wins it all, wins the championship. 9 players from the 70s Knicks teams all are in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
A couple of those players' jerseys are in the Raptors. Does Melo get his jersey retired?
I don't, you know, with Melo, it's more of a cultural thing for him. And then people are like, oh, the Knicks haven't won in mad long, so that's the only, at least modern Knicks fans, Melo is the only era that they remember where the Knicks won anything. And they keep talking about that 152 win season. But nobody talks about Bill Cartwright. You know, nobody talks about, what's it, Bob McAdoo. Those guys won 50 wins back in the days. Nobody ever talks about them. But why does Melo, little pocket of time, why is his that season so up there? You know what I'm trying to say? Because Melo lost more than he won in New York.
Yeah. I think from a cultural standpoint, I think Melo by default has to have his jersey retired. He ushered in a whole generation of Knicks fans. And what the franchise gave him to win, it was like he kind of sense of the sentimental value of it. He gave him 38-year-old Jason Kidd and told him who. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Y'all serious?
That's an excuse to me, man.
Jared Jeffries after Melo go 42-17. It can't be an excuse. Management got to, in my opinion, I feel like it can't be an excuse because management should have that type of sentimental value towards Carmelo Anthony. And, you know, he gave his all to the organization.
Do you think his number should get retired in Denver? Because Denver already gave his number away to Jokic.
Nah, his number will not be retired in Denver.
It can't because it's Jokic's number.
Yeah, so it's like on the other places. Hit.
But he didn't have that same effect in Denver, though? So, before he got there, they were losers. But when he got there, they won every single year he was there.
They did, but it's like they didn't. I don't know. Like I can't put a finger on it.
But they won. I think it's 7. They won 7 years with Melo in Denver. Then he comes to the Knicks and he doesn't win 7 years.
That's true. But look at the teams he was on in Denver. Look at the teams he was on in New York.
Right.
Probably to his fault. It was also the Knicks' fault because they ain't amnesty Chauncey Billups, from what I remember.
Right.
Or amnesty
Amari, right.
With that said, Knicks ain't retiring Randall yet. We haven't even retired Bernard King.
That's another one. Well, I mean, Bernard King really only had like 3 years, and then he got a season-ending injury, you know. But he's from Brooklyn also, so it's sentimental shit, you know. But sentimental, regardless. Matter of fact, not for nothing, Bernard King had more let's say like playoff stuff that he did that was more than Melo, I think. Mm. You know, I think they swept. Didn't they sweep Boston 1 year?
Pistons.
Yeah, they swept somebody.
They swept the Pistons, I believe.
Right.
Yo, shout out to the super chat. Yo, Delano Music. We pissing him off.
Yeah, he gotta be in a bar right now.
He gotta be in a bar, bro. Yeah. Hell no, 30 will always and only be Bernard King. Paying two to say that.
Well, that's true. I forgot Bernard King got on is you know, Julius got Bernard King's number.
30. Shout out to Trippy. Report live from Twitch. Brunson is now baby Melo to me. Can't tell me different. don't let Mitch get into the game shape. I gotta say to let Mitch get acclimated. We ain't got time for Mitch to be getting acclimated. He gotta play now. I'm glad he's getting acclimated, but yeah. Shit, he gotta play now.
Well, he kind of pissed me off one time. I forgot who it was. I think it might have been Damian Lillard. He drove in, and Mitch was chasing him like this.
Oh, so. The context, the only defense I have for that, the play prior, they gave him they called a bullshit foul on him. So he just let him go because he didn't want to get the fifth foul call. But then I think he made it up for it about 2 plays later when he punched. Forgot who he punched at the rim and Josh Hart scored.
Right. But that's the point I'm trying to make. If Mitchell Robinson is in foul trouble, it doesn't matter. Play hard. Like, don't let Lillard get to the basket. Block the shot. Foul him, make him fall to the ground, make him feel it, and then if we need somebody, we can send Hartenstein out there. And then Precious only played 5 minutes. We got Precious that can come in there and take over the minutes if Mitch Robinson gets in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure. Shout out to 272 that's in here. It's a lot of people in here. Gang Green, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Jay from the East, what's good? What's good, my guy? Appreciate you.
East in the house.
Coaches in here. They used an out for Amari on an expiring Billups deal and could have used it. Yo, bro, we know this, bro.
We know.
No one retiring Melo, no. Yo, Melo haters? Who you think is worse? Melo haters or Randall haters?
Randall haters. Randall haters are the worst.
Oh, God, man.
You got to give guys benefit of the doubt, man. Guys are growing. You talking about kids all the time, man.
Yeah.
Julius Randall, we watched him grow from a kid to like a grown man now. He's 30. He's been here for a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we watched him grow into a man, you know?
4 or 5 years. Shit, we watched Kaden grow up.
No shit. No shit.
Shit. Shit. 15 should be retired with both names. You know, that's a sentimental take. That's an emotional take. B. Willis. Brunson is lethal. Yo, B. Willis, man. Who the top five scorers in NBA history to you?
In the NBA?
No, like that you've ever seen.
Jordan, number one. Outside of that, everything is subjective. You know, it depends on how you like to play basketball, you know? Because I can go to guys like say Kevin McHale. You know, if you ever seen Kevin McHale play, then you would feel me on that. You know what I'm saying? Because he had like a million moves. You couldn't guard him. You know what I'm saying? That's one guy. I never seen you said people that I've seen, but it's subjective, you know, really, because there's been so many different scores out there that there hasn't really been anybody that crazy besides Jordan.
Because the argument I was having was like, I say Melo's a better scorer than KD.
I agree with that.
And the, you know, a guy said, shout out to OG Tony. He's like, yeah, well, KD, he's a scoring champion. He's more efficient. I said, yo, Melo hit more game winning shots. I believe he has a better handle, stronger rebounder. What else?
Might be a better passer.
I don't think he a better passer than Durant.
Than on Durant, yeah.
I don't think he a better passer than Durant. Better scorer from mid-range, even though Durant is more efficient. I feel like Melo is just more lethal from mid-range.
Melo's a better post player.
Better post player.
Right.
Anywhere inside the free throw line, I'm giving it to Melo.
Yeah.
If I had a team, matter of fact, I switch it. You switch out Melo for Durant. When Durant was up 3-1 versus Golden State, Golden State goes home the very next game. There will be no game 6 or game 7 with Carmelo Anthony. That's a different type of animal.
You think so?
Yes. That's a different type. It's a Melo never had a prime Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Never, ever.
But he had a semi-prime Allen Iverson, though.
Iverson was like 30. He's cool, man.
But he still averaged 25 points, though.
Still 34, man. Yeah, Iverson,
I got you.
He ain't give a shit about ball at that time.
That's true. Yeah,
we
yeah.
all did. Like, older folk, Iverson was on that bullshit towards the end of his career.
That's
true. He ain't want to come off the bench. He ain't want to mentor nobody. I love Iverson. He's one of my favorite players of all time. But the way he went out, he should have never went out like that.
I'm thinking about it, man. If Melo was on OKC instead of KD, oh man, I don't know. The spotlight still will be on him. And Melo don't pass when Melo's on his shit, he won't pass the ball. You know?
I think he'll pass it to better teammates though.
Yeah.
Why would I pass J.R. Smith the ball? Fuck that. I'm gonna take a shot.
True.
I'd pass a prime Chris Mullin the ball or something, get a better wing running mate.
Right.
So I think all of that take into account. Like, mm-hmm. like for example, Victor Wembanyama, he a rookie. He 40-20 dust the other day.
Right.
Right. You see his teammates giving him the ball as a rookie? That's
right.
Because you know.
Right. He about to be defensive player of the year.
Nah, he can't. No.
He can't. He's leading the league in blocks.
So? You're not this, you know. That's not his works. Now you just...
He's leading the league in blocks by a lot.
In the words of regular New Yorkers. Where I'm from, that's called D-riding. Like the NBA. Wembanyama? Yes.
But so if he's not,
a rookie.
If he's not the defensive player of the year, then who is?
You got to reward winning. Right. So I felt. Who is a good question.
If there was another player on a winning team that was that good defensively, then you give it to them.
That's
but
true.
I saw a graphic today. They did list some. I think I might have saved it. They list some of them. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Right. I think I saved it, actually. Let me see.
Some of the Defensive Player of the Year award candidates.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, who we got here? Who is that? Victor Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert, Bam Adebayo, Jared Allen, Anthony Davis. Just give it to Anthony Davis, man. Just give it to Anthony Davis, man. It's a popularity contest anyway, man. Rudy right. Gobert, you won it 3 times. That's boring. Jared Allen, whoop. Unless Cleveland is a top 3 seed, I'll give it to Jared Allen out of respect.
Jared Allen sucks, man. That motherfucker is a trash can. You know, a guy like Bam Adebayo, you know, he plays good individual defense.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with nothing Miami related.
Yeah, he's a dirty player, too.
I will never respect Miami again.
Yeah, he's the dirty players over there.
Miami, how the 90s Knicks fans feel about them, that's how I feel about them now. They ended my season.
Right.
I have no love for them at all. I want to say something else, but it's 296 people in here, so I don't want to wish nothing bad on him.
Yeah.
But I hope everything bad happens to him.
No doubt.
On basketball court. That's crazy how Jamie Vasquez, whatever the fuck his name is, need to make me a chopped cheese. How you just – why the fuck you going for a charge? You down 17, my G.
Right.
In the middle of January. You know Randall a dumbass. You know Randall would pull up anytime. Mitty, anytime. You know what that remind me of? Remember when Melo tried to dunk on Hibbert?
Right.
And you thinking to yourself, Melo, motherfucker, you pull up for a jump shot any other time.
Right.
Why the fuck you go there that time?
Yeah. Look at Dale. Dale about to call me in a second and say, yo, man, could you pick me up from the train station, man? You know, I ain't got to, you know.
Rudy, go, man. Rudy may get it again. Respect Rudy. And Robinson didn't get hurt. I agree.
Who?
Strongly agree. If Mitch didn't get hurt, he played this whole season, I think he would have got it for sure.
I don't agree with that.
Just me personally. He was leading the league in steals at one time. And he was up there in blocks.
I don't care, man. When he got hurt, he was getting 1.2 blocks per game.
Okay.
1.2.
One of the Mitch haters.
I'm not a fan of Mitch. I think Mitch can help us win. But I am not a fan of his. I think his IQ is so low. Yo, he blew a point blank layup. I don't know if it was last night or it was the game before. But he caught the rebound and just blew
it. It was last night.
You know what I'm talking about, right? He just blew up like a point blank layup. I almost freaking threw up on myself.
I said, yo, come on.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Shout out to the chat, man. Shout out to the Bone.
And then he's shooting free throws like this and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. Man, how many years he been in the NBA now?
Yo, for a long time. Yeah, his name Jamie fucking Vasquez, whatever his goddamn name is. They ended our season.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. And just moving along, I think we got all these guys. Tom Thibodeau, man. This coach, this should be his last season.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence with him, man. You know, Tom Thibodeau is supposed to be the guy that is supposed to be he's the most prepared coach, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like the last few games we showed up to these games not knowing what the fuck is happening, you know. But then halftime comes, and then all of a sudden now the Knicks figure it out, and then like the last few games we've been smashing teams in the second half.
Yeah, that's the Knicks for you. They want to put you through that hell first half, so the second half you be locked in.
Right. So it's right to give Tom Thibodeau the flames in the first half, but that second half, you know, who do you credit there? You know,
I credit Tibbs. He made adjustments. Yeah.
He made the adjustments necessary.
I think he just going to halves and just curse everybody out.
I think so too.
Honestly, I don't even think.
For Christ's sakes.
I don't think it'd be like. You know, any nice talk going in the locker room,
right?
At halftime, and I think we got the team that actually they don't mind it,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes dudes are getting their feelings and they're, oh man, I don't like this. You right. know, who knows what was said about Cam Reddish? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
who knows what RJ said to Tibbs? Like, who knows? But right. it never gets out.
Right.
You know? But Tibbs is just, I need him done for the season. For the sole fact, one of the main reasons why I want him done after this season is every single postseason we go into, the team is hurt. It's a pattern now.
Right.
It's time to end that pattern. When you notice a pattern, matter of fact, fool me once, cool. Fool me twice, I might be the fool. You fool me three times. Right. Okay. Now it's like, all right, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tom Thibodeau, man. Like he legit is running his team to shit. And then Mitch Robinson just came back and now Prince is not playing. What is going on, man?
I don't know, man. That's his philosophy though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you do, man. Shout out to Delano again. Delano going crazy. We losing to Orlando first round for sure now. Brother.
He's fucking with you though.
I know he's fucking with.
Yeah.
Yo, if the Knicks meet Orlando in the first round, they might get swept.
I don't know about that, man.
Y'all keep playing with the
But you said getting swept because of Brancero?
It's because their two best positions. They're healthy. Their Knicks is hurt. And Randall not coming back.
Right.
We don't got enough tall guys.
Who's their best positions, though?
Power forward, small forward.
I agree with that. I'm more afraid of what's the white boy's name?
Franz.
I'm more afraid of him than Wagner, right?
Yeah, but Franz don't be the one who be really killing us when we play Orlando. It'd be Palau.
Yeah, but Palau be doing his thing or whatever, but we still win in spite of him.
That's true. I just think they're just young. They're a young team. Nothing to lose. The two positions where we're hurt at, obviously, they're still healthy. So I'd rather avoid them. I'd rather play anybody else but them, right? I think we could take the Bucks with the coach. You know, or Philly, we beat the hell out of Philly all season long. So I got to take stock into that.
Right.
But I know the Hawks smoked us years ago when we used 3-1 them in the regular season.
Right.
But just that's the only team. Everybody else, I think I got smoke for them.
Well, to me, it's not Brancero per se, but Orlando gives the Knicks matchup problems. Whenever they have a team full of guys that they all can score and they're all around the same height, the Knicks have a problem with them. Indiana's another team like that.
I'm not scared of them.
No?
Nah. I'm not sure.
They rack up the score though.
Yeah, but they don't defend enough though, and I think they soft.
I think they soft.
I know they soft from the way how Mitchell Robinson and Ihart just ragged them around. I've seen what Randall do to them too.
Right.
So I know the Knicks don't really respect them.
Right.
It's just a matter of matchups, seeding, and who play who first round. Ultimately, you know, the team that I ultimately want to face. It's Miami. I think Miami is, yeah. I want
really?
That smoke. I want that smoke.
That's going to be a tough first round.
I want that smoke, man. I'm tired of seeing Mitchell Robinson get killed by Ben.
He's gonna continue to kill him.
Nah,
though.
Man. He got to get better, man. Shout out to the chat, too. You know, the chat going crazy, man. Fellas, man, got to hit the shot. You got a phenomenal, man. I don't want to know if you had a shower pole. What coach would you be thinking to replace Tibbs? That is a good question. I want Johnny Bryant.
He's going to the Nets.
Jerry Stackhouse. But he might go to the Nets. Nah, if he go to the Nets, that's a good opportunity for him.
Right.
Maybe they could trade for Donovan Mitchell now, and I don't got to worry about Donovan Mitchell being next to Brunson, and I got to think about a short backcourt all the time.
Right.
You know, I think he should be in the running for it, though.
So what do you think about that as far as a playoff picture there?
So playoff picture, you got Knicks versus Cavaliers first round. Orlando versus Pacers. That's gonna be a goodie. Oof. The Bucks versus who's gonna be there? Now the Bucks is funny. You know what I think the Bucks are doing? Yeah, I heard this, and I'm like, yo, they might be really doing now some snake shit.
What?
I think they tanking games, yo.
Oh, to get a different seating?
I think they don't want to play Philly the first round, yo. I think they taking games, yo. How you 1-6, yo?
I don't know about that because they can't beat Atlanta.
Listen, man.
Atlanta been whooping their ass.
That's they smoke. They ain't right, right, right. But they ain't all smoke.
Yeah.
It's the Bucks is food, but I like the way this playoff matchup looks. We get Cleveland first round,
right?
Again,
but then we play the Celtics second round.
Bring them on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring them on. You know, Celtics, they mentally fragile.
Yo, if Horford and Kristaps, because they both out right now. Yeah. If they're out for the playoffs, the Knicks beat them. Because I think the big issue is a 3-point shooting. But we Mitchell Robinson and Hartenstein, they get caught a lot by letting that the big shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
So if Horford and Kristaps is out for the playoffs, I think we get past them.
That's a fact. Oh shit, Banks is in the building. Salute.
For Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, man. Salute, oh Banks. Shit. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
Thanks for showing mad love. Pulling out to the
yeah, I see him in the Twitter Spaces, right?
Yeah, man. He came up to speak too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up and spoke.
Did he speak though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
They called him out though.
Okay.
Like, this ain't Banks. It's a bot.
Right.
So Banks, like, yo, cool.
Well, I mean, you know, like listening to your spaces, I can't get in it neither. Sometimes I listen to it, man, I can't get in this conversation, man. Because if I get into it, then you know, because it, to me, it's different, yeah. Right? You know, being live and having a microphone and the camera in your face is different than sitting like this, like, man, well, fuck you, motherfucker, yeah. Like that. But then if you got a camera sitting back, it's just like, you know, you kind of just like, it's almost like you have a monitor,
mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, so I'm more used to the camera and stuff like that because I got myself in trouble with Twitter Spaces before, man. So you gotta pull me in. Somebody gotta pull me into the space so I can get back into it.
Now I always make sure when I have a co-host, I always make sure one of my co-hosts is like a OG to rein me in because I'd be wilding sometimes because people are just pissing me off, but then they'll rein me in. So it's cool.
But then you piss off the OG because you pissed off what's the name? what's Money's name? The guy you had on the last one. I can't. Ooh, I'm not Billy. Good with it. Yeah, Billy, my man, Billy. Billy. Billy's dope, man. But you had Billy. You had Billy wanted to like slap you through the phone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Billy, man. Yeah, man. I'm tapped in. Best content.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Listen, man. I'm from New York. I own D-Rod, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to come on the pod and pull up and all of that.
Right.
But I want to make it genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't like people been asking me, yo, hit him up. Nah, man. Let it marinate first.
Let it be natural.
Let them know
it's a safe space.
Too. Yes,
you know what I'm saying. Because sometimes you be going crazy, fam.
Well, me, nah, it's always a safe space.
Yeah,
for everybody, especially for women. I always try to make sure like women feel comfortable. It's just you bozos who's random avies who continuously disrespect me.
You ever listen to yourself though?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
sometimes you be going crazy, bro.
And I'm you know, like, damn, y'all should never said that. So that's why I like the next day.
Right.
That person that I cursed out, I always like bring them up on space. I let them speak first. Like I always know sometimes I gotta write it in.
Yeah. So I think most people understand that about you anyway. You know, most of it is just kind of just the moment. You know, we having fun. Don't take it personal, that type of thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Never take it personal. Man, my pops called me a little bitch, man. Last year. I forgot what I was complaining about. Like, man, you acting like a little bitch, man. So I'm used to it. It's cool. It's just like support, though. Like, have all of the criticism equal, right? You want to share my shit, but you don't share nobody else's shit that people. And I got some doozies in my phone.
Ain't nobody sharing nothing with you, man. To me, it seems like everybody. I tell you that all the time. People steal your lingo like crazy, man. And don't want to give you credit for it either, you know. Almighty first, fourth seed. Everybody can't wait to wear the fourth seed so they can start saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then you know so many other different things like what you be saying the you know the civil rights numbers. How is somebody saying civil rights numbers with you not there? You know that's something that you came up with.
I mean, shit.
And they're using it like it's theirs. You know?
I mean,
I don't get it, man.
But, you know, it's like I call it flattery, but at the end of the day, it's all about respect.
Right.
You know, you show me respect, I show you respect.
Right.
I'm not going to show you respect when you share my shit, call me a dummy, you say my merch trash. My merch ain't trash because I got a female with you know, boy shorts on.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what you mean by my shit trash. Matter of fact, how about you do what I do? This is what I'm going to start telling you. You do what I do, right? I mean, you get this mic. right? This, you buy all of this, you put your money in there. What's in this bag, matter of fact?
What's in this bag? This merch.
Yeah, this merch. How about you make some of this a song, right? Send some merch to Knick fans.
Right.
You know, instead of bitching all the time and complaining about what another grown man do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, stop that.
Tell them please like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe too. Yeah. And now you watching me.
And hit the thumbs up on the way out too, you cocksucker. You know?
You know, I'm just trying to protect myself, man. Yeah, no, that's all. I stay go to 100. If you, you know, that's what I signed up for. You know what I'm saying? I signed up for that. So
yeah.
Okay. Last question: should we re-sign iHeart this offseason? I think he has untapped potential.
It's gonna be tough, man. We got to sign a bunch of guys.
I seen two reports recently. I seen one from yo. What's up, JJ? I see you, young boy. I seen two reports recently, and the first report was for Brun. No, it was for Randall. 4 year, $190 million. Sheesh.
I don't know.
Sheesh.
That's a lot of bread.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But then I seen another report for Brunson. 4 year, 150+ million. Sheesh.
Not everybody's gonna get that a piece of that pie, man.
Why y'all didn't think about that before y'all traded the kids, though?
We have to pay them too, though. You got to pay IQ.
I would have paid him.
Pay who?
I'd paid IQ
to 100-something million to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
So then why won't you pay the rest of the guys then?
I'd have paid all of them. I pay everybody.
There's a salary cap though. You can't pay everybody.
I mean, I know somebody got to go, so yeah, iHeart would have probably had to go in that scenario. But matter of fact, I put it like this: OG and Anobi is looking for at least 14 to 15 million more than what RJ is going to make.
Right.
I would have paid RJ, and it's another thing. So another caveat too: we also paid Josh Hart too.
Right.
And then DiVincenzo. And Dante DiVincenzo. So it's like it's mad variables to it. So like I agree with the decision, but then now this summer they're gonna have to like lock in on the scene.
Right.
So
see that's why I don't really want to get into it, because I mean we can go crazy with that with the numbers. Cause I mean, if we're gonna pay these guys, that means we can't keep Hart, we can't keep DiVincenzo. We're gonna have to do something to maneuver those guys around in order to pay the other guys.
I think Dante and Deuce are safe. Mm. Dante, Deuce, Brunson. I think you had to keep
and
Dante.
Josh?
Expendable. I think he's expendable.
So what about guys like Hartenstein and Julius? Not Hartenstein. I mean, Mitch and Julius.
Mitch, Julius, I'm keeping. Mitch, it depends. Right.
So where's the money coming from then? You know, because the Knicks are already over the cap right now.
Yeah.
You know, so something's got to give. Somebody has to go.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You want to walk past?
Yeah. Just real quick.
Yeah. All right. It depends, though. You know, when it comes to iHeart and Mitch. I would love to keep them both. But then OG and Anobi, this fucking guy, he wants plus $35 million. So it's going to be hard to keep both. Then you got to resign Brunson. Then you got to resign all of these guys.
But after we resign them, did we get better? We still got the same crew, and all we did was pay people.
Yo, mm-hmm. I'm going to holler at you. But see, here's the thing
good
about
see
that.
You again, man. See you, no doubt.
Sure. Here's the thing about that when it comes to like paying people and things of that nature. Where do the Knicks end up after this postseason?
Right.
I think that takes into account a lot as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like if this group, even with Tom Thibodeau, if we get to the Eastern Conference Finals and we get bumped in the Eastern Conference Finals, then now you have to talk about keeping Tom. You got to talk about re-signing other people. If we bopped out the first round, even the second round, it's like, yo, we got to make a decision now. Somebody got to stay. Somebody got to go or whatever. So
Worst case scenario, I think, for the Knicks right now currently, and I think – oh, I got a little more juice on my phone left. I think worst case scenario for them, like right now, currently, is if they lose. Let me make sure. Schedule. They would have to win. I think they got to win out. Yeah, four games left. They got to go at least 3-1 or 2-2. If the Knicks go 1-3 or 0-4, I think the Knicks fall to the play-in.
Oh, yeah.
That's when shit get dicey.
Right.
That's when it's the worst-case scenario where we fall to the play-in, lose the first play-in game, and then you lose the second play-in game. And it's like, now it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
We got this far, and now it crumbled within a week.
Right. You know, early in the pod, you were talking about Pat Riley and stuff. When he came here, we already had a winning team. We had Gerald Wilkins. We had a bunch of guys. The guys were winning games, you know? So when he came in there, he went and just got rid of mad people. Like John Starks was a guy bagging groceries, and now he's a starting shooting guard now. You know what I'm saying? So the Knicks had the ability to maneuver guys where, say, we could trade a Gerald Wilkins and somebody else to get, say, like, I don't know, we traded Mark Jackson, and we got Charles Smith and whatever else, you know? But then we still had those young guys that call up to use them like that. So I think now the Knicks they got guys like Dwayne Washington Jr. Mm-hmm. that nobody talks about him, but he's on the roster for a reason. You know, so if the Knicks decide to make that decision where we're going to trade like a Josh, or trade a Dante, something like that in a package to get that one player that we want, we can move up, like say like a Juwan Jeffries or somebody into those other spots, and I think they can fill in.
I'd rather go the vet route. Just go get me Mook Morris, so I could just punch somebody in the face.
Mook Morris is done, man.
Oh, he's done. He's cooked.
I think he's cooked. Yeah, I don't think he's the same player. Same thing with what's Money's name that's on the Bucks.
Oh, Chris Middleton.
No, the other one. The one that they got from he was on Phoenix. You know what I'm talking about? This is my phone.
Chris Middleton.
Not Chris Middleton. Jeez. Let me get the box score.
Knicks need one win or
Crawford. Money. Jay Crawford. He's done. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Jay Crowder, you mean?
Jay Crowder, right.
Yeah.
There you go, Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
Jay Crowder's done.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the players that people always go to, and those guys are getting up there in age now. They're all almost done.
You know? Shit, we'll see, man. It's no ball stopper state. He don't like Mook Morris. Yo, nobody like Mook Morris.
Oh, shit. I mean, Mook Morris is a good player, but he's getting up there in age now. You know?
Yeah, nah, he definitely is as well.
Yeah.
He definitely is as well. The Knicks need one win or Miami loss to avoid the play-in. So worst case scenario, they lose out, and they're in the play-in. I don't think they're gonna lose out though. They're gonna like go 2-2 at minimum.
Minimum, yeah. I think we're gonna smoke on the Bulls both those games, and then we got a good shot. Who do we play next? We play on the Bulls, and then we play Boston.
Yep.
And then I forgot who the fourth team is.
I think Boston sit their guys for rest. So I think
it's possible. Could
possibly win that game. We also had the Brooklyn Nets as well.
Oh, barbecue chicken right there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, so that's the one win.
But you know, if the Celtics sit their guys out, then we might go 4-0.
Yeah,
that's a possibility. You know.
Yeah. Oh man. Y'all entertaining PG coming in next season. Clips not resigning.
Who? Paul George?
Yeah, man.
He's another guy. A guy makes like $1 million a year.
He's $50 million a year. I don't like Paul George.
He's what's the name? Keen Anthony's goat.
I don't like, but it's not even that. I don't like the teammate he is. After like reading about what happened with Indiana Pacers and what happened with Roy Hibbert, and I just don't like the teammate he is. I didn't like that.
Okay.
I don't like that at all. He was the reason why the Pacers was never good. I ain't gonna explain it on the air. You had to do your own research, but he's a slime ball.
You're talking about women and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, he is a slime ball. And I don't want that on my Knicks.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't want that either, man.
I don't want that on my Knicks.
That's one thing with the Knicks, too. They have a bunch of stand-up guys on the Knicks, man.
Yeah.
Yo, we beat the Bucks at home, and you would think that we lost. The way the Knicks' demeanor was,
yeah.
Everybody's extremely professional, you know? And we act like we've been there before, yeah. You know?
So, you know, look, even Chef, shout out to Chef, man. He's like, nah, PG, nah. If you won't go for PG, you might as well go for Braun.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if you're going to trade for Brandon Ingram, you might as well try to trade for LeBron.
Right.
You might as well shoot for the stars.
Right.
You You got Jalen Brunson on one of the best seasons that you've ever seen for a Knick point guard. And you got Dante DiVincenzo. He just broke the goddamn three-point record. You got Randle. He just averaged 25 and 11. What's the holdup?
Yeah, not for nothing. LeBron probably would be really good on the Knicks.
Yeah, I tried to sell him on that. Huh? On the space. Yeah, I tried to sell him on that. They like, nah, yo, stay. Yo,
imagine if we keep OG and somehow we traded for LeBron. LeBron and OG at the forwards.
Or keeping Randle, though.
Or, okay, we can keep Randle and have LeBron and get rid of OG.
I'm keeping OG, too.
You can't keep everybody, though, man.
Some got to give.
See, that's why right now we can't do it. Because it's just going to be like, you know, then we're going to have to, like, pull out the computers out. We're going to start digging for numbers and all that, you know?
It's a clusterfuck.
Yeah. We're going to get there, though. We're going to get there. But today is not the day.
Nah, man. But that was, like, just going back to the game yesterday, the difference between this Knicks team and, like, past year's teams, they don't lay down. I think that's the one of the biggest.
Never give up.
They never give up. I think that's one of the biggest attributes you got for a certain Knicks team.
Well, how mad were you when let's say Doc Rivers took out the whole lineup, but the Knicks guy stayed in there? How mad were you?
Was I mad?
Yeah, were you mad about that?
No.
Because
Tibbs beat the hell out of them.
That's true. I'm looking at it like psychologically, because it's like, yo, the Bucks gave up, but Tom Thibodeau kept our guys out there. So the starters for the Bucks, now you get to look at the court and watch who beat you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I like the psychological thing about that.
Yeah, he quit mid-game. I felt like that was like, you don't tell your soldiers that.
Right.
You don't tell your soldiers that. You don't preach that. We give up early shit to your soldiers. That's why Tibbs, it's certain things that I like with Tibbs. There's certain things I don't like with Tibbs.
Right.
That's one of the things I like.
Right.
I think he do a little coke. That's just me.
Who, Tibbs?
Yeah, I think he do a little coke.
I don't know about the coke, man.
I think he do a little coke.
You know who I think did coke is? George Karl, man. You know? I think Tom Thibodeau might just be sleep deprived, I think. You know what I'm saying? I think he might be jerking off a little bit too much, too. I think that might be the problem.
Ain't no way he stands up the whole game. I watched him, like, literally stand up a whole Knicks game.
Yeah,
Only time he sat down was when he got into the huddle and he's drawing up plays. The whole game, he's just standing up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this fucking guy.
Yeah, he might have, like, hemorrhoids or something like that, man. He's an old dude, man. You're, like, 60-something years old. I don't know.
Shout out to Tiz, man. Yeah, man, great show, man. It's just like the old days, man. We got a
92 shows, man. Like when you say that, I don't even remember doing 92 shows, man. But then when you scroll through all the shows we ever did, we legit did like 92 shows.
Probably more than 120.
Yeah.
120 if you count like just the audios and stuff like that.
True.
A lot of content out there, man. People catalogs is long.
Yeah.
Catalogs is long. It's why you gotta.
Just, you know who the fuck I am. You know who the fuck I am. You know who the
fuck I am. Motherfuckers on the top.
Yeah, man.
Big players know who the fuck we are. You best believe they know.
Yeah, man. When we do get-togethers, guys, you know, when I walk past, I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? You know."
Know who the fuck you are. I still say what I'm talking. Dude, God, tell me it's Twitter day.
I'm just joking and stuff, man. But, you know, those get-togethers and stuff is the best, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You almost cried at the Blondie's joint. You was doing this, right? And he was like, oh, man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Imagine we win a chip.
Yeah, man. We're going to be butt naked out there. I know I am.
Oh, man. Watch party.
Put on my leave of absence for real, man. They ain't gonna see me. They ain't gonna see me the whole summer, man, if we win a championship.
How you go out on sick leave? What happened? Knicks won a chip. I need 3 months to record.
Might put my papers in or something, man. No doubt.
State, you gotta do special. You gotta do something special for the 100th show. That's probably
what the 100th show for me and you?
Yeah. We'll think about it. I probably have a camera man next to me, so I'll probably be drunk.
So that thing that you're gonna do, it is that the people know about it yet, or are you waiting
for what?
The one that's coming recent with the chef.
Nah, everybody know. People know. I said it already. If you don't know, I'm definitely gonna be Next week I'm gonna be in Queens, doing a live stream from Chef Restaurant Astoria. Shouts to Chef John, man. Appreciate the opportunity. Try to bring some new flavor to Knicks Twitter.
What's the day and the time?
I think it's gonna be on Sunday. I just noticed it was a game on Sunday. I totally fucking
forgot. At 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's the last game of the season.
I totally forgot. Like, totally, I disregarded the whole game.
Yeah.
So with Chef, actually, I probably started up probably like around like 6. I probably give people the graces, give people like a 2-3 hour graces.
I know that.
Of
because Nickinator, he's like one of your rivals, the Marvel.
Nickinator,
yeah,
Nickinator mad at me.
Yeah, I know.
He mad at me because I said I was gonna fuck his watch party up. Because dudes like Ariel, they want to keep coming at me on the internet.
But we could, tired of it. If you're gonna start it at 6, then we could pull up to the his watch party and then we do the after party at in Astoria. You know, it's only 30 minutes apart. Yeah,
we definitely can.
Yeah,
it's shout out to Nickinator though. That's my OG. He tired me right now. He blocked me on Twitter and all that.
He did.
Oh, he man. Said, "Come on, Steve. I don't need that back at 30 on my." All right, so tell your man chill. That's your man, right?
Who?
The rest of them stupid ass random Abbeys that's always talking out the side of their face.
Yeah, you can't give when you say random Abbeys, man. You got to be clear. Those are people that don't have a picture up.
Yes,
you know,
random Abbey.
Right.
Is people no. A random Abby is a person who you don't have your picture up, but you don't even post your own tweets on your Twitter account.
Right.
You only retweet and you only attack people.
Right.
That's a random Abby.
Right.
Those are the people who are disrespected.
Right.
There's random Abbies that hit me up for merch. I'm not disrespecting those random Abbies.
Right.
There's random Abbies who will disagree with me on the tape. But they don't need to bring up my pod or they don't need to bring up the merch in order to actually like go at me about the tape.
Right.
Like Cam Newton said it best. Attack the tape, right. Not the person.
Right.
You don't know me from a hole in the wall.
Right.
Right. I don't need to be tough. I hang with tough niggas. Right. Right? I look that's been itching to rob somebody. Like right. Itching. So like I don't come for y'all for that. I don't share y'all tweets and disrespect y'all. I share y'all tweets and I show everybody love. I give out free merch, free subscriptions, free Substacks, free Reddit posts, free everything is free. The only time you're paying for something is if you want to pay me for something.
Right.
So it's like, come on, bro.
Right. It's also not about who you know either, man. It's just that like once you face to face with somebody, it's like, so what did you remember that? Remember that shit you said? You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to get somebody on you. We right there in front of each other. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to get away from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just get back to the basketball. Stop making it so personal and stuff like that. Because like we were talking about it before, when guys see you in person, they want a picture. You know, that sounds like like we were talking about celebrities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you, oh, you're like, fuck you, J-Lo. Oh, but I love you, Jennifer LeBlanc. Let me get a picture for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we there now? You know, we supposed to be doing this to get away from that shit.
Yeah.
So now look at us now, man. So, you know, people got to stop that bullshit, man.
Life too short, man.
Yeah, life too short, man. This shit is not real, you know. But what we bring to it is real. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it like that. Let's keep that good vibe festering because truth be told, we've been saying it for years. It's us. You know what I'm saying? It's us, and everybody's trying to be like us now. You know, everybody got a podcast. People that could put millions of dollars into this, you know, they call it podcast. But it's really network television. You know what I'm saying? We're doing podcasts, but they're trying to steal that from us because they know the vibe. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
Yo, shout out to everybody, too. I am going to who's the first people that started a Twitter space while doing a YouTube live stream?
Well, I mean, we did that. But, I mean, you know, like, anybody could do that, though. Anybody could do that. Yeah, you know, anybody could do that shit, man. Because I mean, listen, they call Sim the Podfather for a reason because he was the first.
Yes, you know, he was the first.
Anthony MSG might have been the first audio pod, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but like to make the pod look like TV, I think Sim was the first one.
Yeah.
You know, and then shout out to another group too that people forgot about, Mad Good Knicks. Remember them?
on Mad Dog Knicks?
No, it was on Mad Good Knicks Show. That's what it was called.
Mad Good Knicks Show. I really don't remember them, but shout out to them.
But they, at the time, right now they might have like maybe 4,000 subscribers, but at the time they were doing network TV shit. They had cameras and shit. They was doing pop-ups. They was doing video for Knicks official joint, but then they just stopped doing it for some reason, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of originators that people forget about, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Shouts to everybody who was doing Nick content, man. Yeah, man. Take up a lot of fucking time.
Yeah, and just remember, we do it for the love, you know, because there was no outlet. Now we are the outlet.
Yeah.
You know? Shout out to Lloyd Banks, man. That's what's up, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know he's a Knicks fan too, so that's dope to see him in the spot, you know.
Yeah, man, it's regular too. It's all copacetic. Like, dude, he come up, he regular, like,
right.
He talking to us like we in the barbershop. Right. You know, some niggas be super fanning. Right. I'm the host, so I can't really like super fan. I ain't right. Like, how you gonna say right. Like I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna just talk to you like you one of the homies. So they try to make him feel comfortable because I want Action Brunson.
Okay,
Fat Joe. Right, I know people watching. Well, how many people? It's 373 people in.
Yeah,
right. I usually don't. So all due respect to the other Nick content creators, I don't see 373 people in this. Like, y'all got way more subscribers than me.
It's ebbs and flows, you know.
We'll see. We'll see. I just want certain people to pull up now,
right?
And I just want to make sure that I'm always consistent, always giving out stuff.
Right.
So. Hopefully the Knicks can get to the finals.
I think we're gonna get there soon, man. You know, we could have got there last year, but Julius got hurt. You know, not only Julius, IQ pissed the bed. Everybody pissed the bed that year. You know, but this year Julius hurt again. We could have went to the finals again, probably. But I think we're gonna get there. I think one day everything is gonna come together and we're gonna get there.
Hopefully it's this summer, man.
Right.
Last but not least, Leon Rose. Doing an okay job. I can't really give him his flowers yet. I give him his flowers when he makes that move. Because the Dante DiVincenzo is not enough for me. It's not good enough. Because you signed Nerlens Noel, Kemba Walker, and we got me Alec Burks again. Your down moves like overshadows your good moves for me. Unless we just gonna ride out with the Jalen Brunson. You got me Brunson in.
Right. Is he executive of the year, though? Leon Rose?
Not this year, no.
No?
Nah, not this year, in my opinion. In my opinion, the executive of the year is the executive for Orlando. A team that came out of nowhere.
What did they do, though?
They started winning.
That's all they did?
They moved certain pieces around. You know, you got Suggs the last couple of years, Franz and Anthony Black. And all of those guys, you know, Gary Harris right. came back.
But they didn't do that this year, though.
That's true. Oh, executive for the year is usually for, like, just...
Yeah, just for the year, whatever happened this year.
Shit. Who the fuck would it?
They need credit for building their team, absolutely. You know, but...
You know who, matter of fact? Okay, so if I'm not going to choose the Knicks to give unbiased opinion, I say Houston. You get Fred VanVleet, you get Dylan Brooks, a guy who I wanted on the Knicks to trip people and kick them in the nuts.
True. Knicks are better than them, though.
That's true, but we didn't know they was going to have this many wins at this point in the season.
Yeah, I got you.
They're now fighting for a playing spot. You know, right. I thought they was going to be, like, really horrible.
I got you.
State, bro. UConn over Purdue. Who you got winning tonight?
I mean... UConn's been smacking teams, you know?
They have.
But Purdue, you know, they have the X factor, the big man they got.
They got the big boy down right. there. He's second round pick. He just got space the floor.
Right.
It's all about space the floor. Just like the dude from UConn. He's another dude. He got to space the floor.
Right.
I got UConn, though. I really like the guard, the Stephen Castle kid.
Are they playing today?
I think they're playing tonight. Yeah, Monday night. It's usually around 10 o'clock. The championship game is always like on a Monday.
Oh, they just started.
Oh, they just started?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you know.
2-0, man. Yeah.
I got to watch the championship.
Yeah, me too.
That's a great segue.
Yeah, right.
That was 380. I'm gonna take a fucking pic. This shit is special. Yo, matter of fact, all 383 people.
Motion detected.
That's in here. Like this. Let me take it. This means a lot to me. Ever since like my pops passed away, I've been trying to like figure out how to like do the podcast and shit, and will I still keep it going? And it's y'all, man. It's y'all, man. I appreciate all of y'all, man. Especially Knicks fans, man. Knicks fans is one of a kind. Another episode of Dire State of Mind, just shooting the shit, freestyle. I didn't even look at the notes today or nothing like that.
You got notes?
Shit. Yeah, I had notes. I think that I deleted them by accident. I'm gonna definitely take UConn in this game though over Purdue. Shout out to Della Music. Yeah, man, I didn't know. I like Houston with the ballsy moves too. I agree with that. Pause. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
It's Lit State. Shout out to you, T Wall. Appreciate you for popping up. Also appreciate the 380 fucking people, man. It's one of a kind. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all go cop the merch, man. SNYK Printify. You know, is right there at the bottom. You see it right at the bottom. Go follow my Reddit posts, my Substack articles, man. SNYK on Substack. My next Substack article, since we're about to tune into the college game, I'm about to write about Breonna Stewart. I felt like I got to show her love. One of the top five WNBA players of all time on a lot of lists. She plays for the New York Liberty as well.
Right.
And her first season. Yeah. Her first season, she got him to the finals.
Right.
So I think out of respect.
Did she get the MVP too?
I believe she got MVP as well.
Yeah.
So out of respect, I feel like I got to write about this woman and teach myself about her and more about the women's game too. It takes me like 2 days. I gotta watch games and shit like that. So
right.
That's my next Substack article that's gonna be on. Shout out to Breonna Stewart for even pulling up to New York, man. That was special.
Yeah. Yo, in the summertime, I think I was doing Die Hard Liberty, you know, like a pod for them. I think for this season coming up, I'm gonna legit do every game just like I do for the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it for the Liberty too, see what happens with that. I think my sister might get involved in that, so you know, look out for that. You might see me and my sister doing Liberty content.
Yo, it's a space for that too. It's devil. It's no. You look on. I mean, you do podcasts. You look on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Or right. It's nobody who's doing that right now.
Right.
So it's a huge gap.
Right.
That can be filled.
And that's a shame too, because women always talking about that we don't give them we don't give them a space, whatever. People always talking junk. But the women have the opportunity to do it, and we've seen it. We've seen it on Knicks Twitter, and we see it on national TV with the young ladies giving great commentary, you know, for the games and stuff. So, you know, get out there and just do it. You know, if you want people to talk good about it, then you be the one to do it.
Yeah,
that's why we're doing it.
Yep, hell yeah.
You know,
shit. You tired of listening to everybody else's fucking opinion? You know what you do? You start your own shit. You give your opinion.
Start your own shit. Yeah. You know, let them make a Funko Pop about you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, this one cool. This Kang Funko Pop. Oh man, they better not fuck the next movie up. I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
No, bad fact. I got one more question, and then you get out of here.
What?
You watched the X-Men show already?
Is there a new one out right now?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the last one.
Oh, you gotta watch
it. Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch it tonight.
Oh, it's the adult version. It's X-Men After Dark.
Or they get busy?
For adults. Nah, they ain't get busy.
I'm thinking Forge and Storm was getting.
Nah. Would you see it's bad, like snake shit going on, like Magneto and Rogue and all that. Gambit, she keep trying to press on Rogue and she keep curving up. It's a lot, but it's great. Yeah, sure.
It was funny how Morph was playing him with the thing. He said, "Oh, was he messing with whatever?" Well, he was in there from this time.
Yeah, he kept clicking.
Yeah, that was funny.
Wild,
but I mean, that's supposed to be based on a kid's show, you know? They advertised it as a kid's show, but that shit totally was not a kid's show.
Nah, that shit not a kid's show. That's just no way, no how.
Yeah,
they got blood in there and all that. It's not like
like the first episode in the original series, Morph died. You know, oh, yeah. he got killed in the first episode.
Like, what the Cyclops hell? Weak ass going to leave him.
Right.
Weak ass. That's why Wolverine punched him in the stomach. Motherfucker.
Word up.
Well, Eru, man, before we get out of here, man, what you got coming up next? Also, let people know that your merch website too. You was one of the people who was doing this shit way before.
I had merch before I had a podcast. I was out there rocking hats and hoodies and stuff. I was like, yo, where'd you get that from? Oh, you got a podcast? I said, yeah. Well, I'm looking at it. Well, yeah, technically I do. You know what I'm saying? But I never actually did the podcast. I just had merch before the podcast. Yeah, but you know, right now, with the Knicks stuff, you know, I feel like we've been doing it for a while, so I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next. So shout out to Still Knicks, Ron for Still Knicks.
Shout out to Ron.
Yeah, he's coming through on here, Sunday, right?
Yeah. During the fucking game. Like, I totally forgot it was the last game. Yeah. See, I don't know how we going to work. Matter of fact, I would just get drunk. We just I don't know how that's going to work.
So that Sunday, you're going to do a pod here, and then you're going to go to the
I forgot the game was on Sunday.
Right.
So this how I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to do the podcast with Ron.
Right.
While the game is going.
Right.
We're going to chop it up, shoot the shit. We're going to, I'll probably be watching the game on my phone, like right there, and I'm doing that. Right when I'm done with that podcast, either I'm going to go to Alley Fieldhouse, I'm going to go pop up on Nickinator, or I'm going to just go straight to Queens and then just go shoot the shit with Chef and just stay there because my cousin going to meet there too.
Okay.
And I told Chef I need a nice plate of pasta.
I got you.
He's going to be eating, doing that.
Yeah, I'll be there too. I'm gonna be outside that day, having a good time and stuff. But you know what I was saying? Like me and Ron, we actually on the front stoop and we're doing a hip hop podcast now. So shout out to any new artists, especially if you're a Knicks fan, if you're a new artist, whatever, and you want to be profiled on the front stoop, let's go to the front stoop on YouTube. There's like 40,000 subscribers on the channel, so we're trying to boost it up, you know, with that show. And then I got a show that I'm gonna do soon, and then because it belongs to Simeon Russell from Nothing But Knicks. That's his channel. So he also has another show that's gonna pop up there. So we're trying to build that channel for hip hop culture and stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing with that. I'm still trying to do the Die Hard Knicks stuff, man. But you know, like I said, I feel like I need a little bit of a change, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still gonna be doing content on Die Hard Knicks, but things are gonna start to look a little bit different as time goes on, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why when I had my guy at Memphis. I'm on the show. Shout out to my guy, Ed.
He's dope, man. That motherfucker is crazy as shit, man.
I'm gonna have him on the show this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
Ed crazy, but we're not gonna really be talking sports like that. I actually wanted him to come on the show this weekend because I wanted to talk. I wanted to talk about Black history.
And, okay.
You know, things are you know, like down south stuff and the culture.
Yo, I'm going to Memphis in May.
Oh, have a good ass time.
Yeah.
Wear a vest.
How about just stay out of those what they call them, those hick towns, whatever, the daylight, what they call them, the daylight towns.
You better get off my lawn.
Ain't around here, anybody. What are you, Puerto Rican? You one of those Puerto Ricans?
Shout out to Memphis, but I'm definitely on that type of time too. Like I'm gonna still do the Nick podcast and do that. I'm gonna still do the post games, but I definitely want to branch out more and just, you know, SOYK pod and just talk about hip hop. Want to talk about street shit and growing up in Harlem and shit like that. But have other people come on too. I wanted a female who covers the New York Liberty to come on my show.
Right,
that's like number one priority.
It's hard to find though, man. The ones that are covering them, they already have NBA jobs and shit, so it's kind of hard to get attached with.
Yeah. You can't company man in there. That's why Anthony MSG the GOAT to me. Because I know MSG had to sign off for it. They can sign off on everything.
Right.
I didn't ask family members. I ain't going to say who of Nick players. Say, yo, come on. I can't because MSG, they got to. And I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. With Anthony pulling up, he's golden for that. Because right. I know they say, oh, yeah, you're going to pull. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, he certified that shit. Definitely. Yeah, I don't know how he does what he does, man. That shit, I don't think I have the stomach to do what he does, you know, because people are annoying, you know, like, hey, you know, hit me up on the DM and we'll work out the tickets. And I'm quite sure hundreds of people hit him up and people be ass betting them and all kind of stuff like that. I know that's got to be hard to deal with.
Yeah, but yo, the one thing about Ant, you're always smiling, bro. Yeah. You're always having a good day. You know, yeah. I need to get like it. Yeah, yeah. Always having a good day. Yeah, word. I gotta get like it, man.
Yeah.
Yo, that's all I got though. I really do appreciate the 400. Yo, once again, appreciate the 411 people watching, man. It means a lot. This is like
it's a lot of motherfuckers up here.
Yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers up here, especially with UConn, the UConn game going on too, motherfucker. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers. But I appreciate y'all, though, man. Yeah. That's love, man. That shit goes to show you people seeing the work ethic, the content and the things that I do. And I really appreciate y'all, man. Get those likes up and get those subs up. Outside of that, you know, I ain't got nothing else to say. I would like to tune in into this goddamn UConn game.
Yeah, I'm done. I gotta give me some food too, man. I'm doing Ramadan. I haven't eaten nothing since 7 o'clock this morning, man. Shit.
What?
Yeah, daylight. I haven't eaten in the
and when can you eat?
Now. 7:30 officially I could eat something.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I gotta get you out of here. You gotta go stuck. Fucking fool.
No doubt.
Yo, but I appreciate all of y'all, man, tuning in once again, man. Peace and blessings to all the Knicks fans, man. We out of here, man. Peace out, man. Yeah.